And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that makes it your way. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we have a guest from the full panel of Top 5, Mr. Matthew Peterson. Matthew, how are you today?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is part of my plan to be part of all the shows that we've ever done anywhere on the Major Spoilers Podcast Network.
That's right. And what is it about a pop culture duck that makes them so mad? They seem like they're all angry.
There is a lot of rage in ducks, and I think part of it is that, you know, your primary ducks, who we'll probably mention in a bit, tend to have voices that sound harsh because people are trying to do an explanation of, you know, the duck quackiness.
The duck quack, which is kind of in and of itself very terse and very staccato and very angry. So with that, today we're taking a look at the top 5 pop culture ducks. Number 5, Disco Duck.
Disco Duck by Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Right, a pop song, basically a novelty track, I guess you'd call it, from 1976, which was kind of early in the pop culture disco thing. It seemed like it was actually kind of early on the wave. That would have been, was that even pre-Saturday Night Fever?
It would have been, yeah, I thought Saturday Night Fever was 1977. But yeah, it would be very early. And the thing that's really fascinating about it is it comes from an album called The Original Disco Duck, as if Rick knew that there would be other disco ducks knocking him off.
Were there, in fact?
I think there were. There were several duck type tracks. So, you know, I was 5 years old when this came out. So this is all based on my memory of pop radio in the 1970s. But I remember there being other ducks and there being a sequel album, something like Return of the Disco Duck, or maybe Son of the Father of the Son of the Disco Duck.
All right. Sounds good to me. At any rate, this song is kind of a little novelty pop song, features all of the traditional disco sounds and electronic and synth and stuff, and it features a duck singing very much in a Donald Duck kind of style.
Yes, exactly, a Donald Duck.
And now, number 4.
Number four is actually one that I enjoyed, also sort of from a song, Ernie's Rubber Ducky from Sesame Street. I remember this song when I was very young. Rubber ducky, you're the one.
You make bath time lots of fun, right?
Right.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Yeah, Ernie. Sesame Street. Who doesn't love Sesame Street? Who doesn't love Ernie, that perennial thorn in Bert's side? But
hey, Bert.
He had his best buddy, his squeaky rubber ducky, always and ever present.
Yes, and the interesting thing about that particular rubber ducky is that people tried and tried and tried to make his rubber ducky, and apparently they couldn't make Ernie's rubber ducky. They just made other rubber duckies, which I thought was interesting.
You mean in terms of like a product for sale or something?
Right. And, you know, you have to understand. I think it inspired C.W. McCall in another novelty to call his lead character Rubber Duck.
Ooh, well, maybe the next time we do this, we'll do the top 5 novelty songs.
Oh, that would be
a good episode. Now, moving on. Number 3, Howard the
Duck. I am so in love with the fact that somehow James Gunn and Marvel have made this character vital again. Because this is why I hate George Lucas. What they did to Howard, one of the titans of the 70s, one of the greatest fictional characters in modern literature. And I say that with only a little bit of tongue in my cheek. It's not even mine. But in 1973 or so, Steve Gerber was like, hey, how can I top the last goofy thing that I wrote on the page? He had a talking duck walk out of the bushes, smoking a cigar and wearing a hat. And that character has actually become one of the more realistic in terms of actual characterization in Marvel history.
Yeah, he's always written as a very real character. He's not, I mean, he's played for laughs, but he's not played for laughs in a, look at me, I'm a duck, waka waka kind of way. He's written as another angry, kind of pissed off at the world kind of guy, trapped in a world he never made.
Exactly.
And yes, he's coming back. I did want to ask you, we've seen some art from the new Howard series that's coming out, and his character design is vastly different than what it used to be, and he does not as much resemble Donald as he used to. Do you think that's a result of Marvel's current parentage?
Probably a little bit of both. I think that there's almost certainly some corporate synergy of make sure he doesn't look too much like, you know, our other guys. But I think there's also a thing at Marvel right now that they're doing is they're trying to recreate their characters and costumes in a more screen-ready fashion.
Sure.
And I think what we're seeing is a design that's not just different, but simple enough that when you make that Howard the Duck movie that we all know they're gonna make, that they can go in and they can, you know, CGI animate him in a way that it doesn't look just like a Disney production, but it also is clearly Howard, the Howard that we've known for the last 40-odd years. So I'm okay with it. I would prefer that he still looked like he was drawn by Gene Colan, but, you know, most people don't know who Gene Colan is.
Sadly, no. All right, Matthew, number two.
Number two on the list of the top five Express. This is so awesome. There's not like four guys. Number two, Uncle Scrooge. And I think this is the one that's going to get us in trouble because Uncle Scrooge is our representative of that Disney canon of ducks, you know, your Donalds and your Hueys and your Louies and your Gizmo ducks. And
correct. Dark, but if you go back and look at Howard and Disco, they sort of come out of a Donald tradition anyway.
Well,
so we decided to go more of a comics route, kind of follow up Howard with another well-known comic figure, Scrooge McDuck, Carl Barks, those wonderful adventure stories featuring Scrooge and his nephews and Donald and that whole cast of characters that came from the Uncle Scrooge comics.
Yeah, and Uncle Scrooge is actually kind of a later addition to the canon from 1952, but he is the character I think that really helped to solidify the wandering around the world and having adventures Donald Duck type thing that, you know, in Europe and in other countries, Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge are still wildly popular, in some places the most popular characters in comic history, to the point where here in America, we're like, oh, I remember him from DuckTales. If you talk to somebody in Finland, this is, you know, one of the greatest characters in pop culture references.
Well, and even DuckTales comes, DuckTales came from that whole tradition as well, and used those stories kind of as the foundation for its mythology for that TV show. So even that television show from, what was it, the 90s?
Yeah, I want to say 90.
Came from those Uncle Scrooge comics, and so we decided Uncle Scrooge was important in terms of duck-related media that we would make him number two.
And he's older than Donald, so that's why he got in over Donald.
And we like him a little bit better. Exactly. And because Donald himself is kind of counterpoint to our number one, Daffy. Daffy Duck. I love Daffy. Daffy was a wacky, anarchic, Bugs Bunny-type character in his original incarnation, and then he kind of evolved into that angry foil for
everybody. The eternal butt
monkey. Yeah, I mean,
he was Bugs' foil.
Bugs
he was
constantly sticking his thumb in Daffy's eye. Daffy is that you can. Daffy's relatable because there's always that one person in your life who just constantly infuriates you and sets you off. And Daffy is that guy for me. And I love Daffy Duck. I love the black duck with the orange bill, you know, getting blown off of his face and spinning around and, you know, settling down his neck like a horseshoe being thrown as a ringer. You know, he's great. I love Daffy.
Even if you get into like the late cartoons in like 65 when it's the Patty Frilling cartoons where he's teamed up with Speedy, the cartoons of that era are not as cool as the Looney Tunes that came earlier. But even those are great because Daffy is a greedy little coward.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag, and you root for Speedy to just foil him at every turn, and he does, and Daffy doesn't ever win. Daffy went to war with his own animator.
Yes, which I thought was pretty awesome.
You know, brilliant stuff. So we love Daffy, we love ducks, we love pop culture ducks. There you have it, the top five pop culture ducks. Have your own list, additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me or Matthew know on Twitter. I'm at Otter Disaster. He's at Mighty King Cobra. or you can let us know in the comments at majorspoilers.com. You can always read my pop culture-inspired comics on Mondays and Wednesdays at brainteasercomics.com. Matthew is constantly writing reviews, retro reviews, top 10 lists on Twitter, and of course is in all of the Major Spoilers podcasts from here to the horizon. So if you have any other questions or topics for future shows or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com and be sure to join the full crew, including Matthew, in the next installment of Top 5.